So, this is Cues in a Pod. Who are we?
We're people.
Which specific people of the 7 billion are we? Which ones?
Human people.
Which one are you?
I am Amber Hawk. I am number 182.
Out of 7 billion?
Yes.
Plus?
Yes.
Who's ahead of you?
I don't know.
What number am I?
I don't know. What number do you want to be?
I just get to pick a number?
Sure.
I want to be 7.
Okay, then you're Tom Quackenbush, human number 7.
What do I do?
I don't know, maybe you could evolve into human number 8.
Wait, so you're a higher level human than I am? You bitch. How dare you?
You're the one who picked number 7.
I thought it was a better number.
It could be. Who knows? Maybe you're like a Blastoids.
Oh, Amber. No. Who's that?
Pika P.
Pika P.
Did you know you can get Pikachu, apparently?
Yeah, well, of course. You'd have to be able to.
Well, as your starter Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's tricky. All right. So that is Daniel, or Israfel Sandalphon, more or less.
Interestingly, Daniel and Israfel Sandalphon have different human numbers.
That is strange. That is strange.
How did I pronounce that? Did I pronounce it well?
No, that was fine.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. All right. So tonight I'm gonna start with the lighter topic because I know us and I edit this podcast, so I know how quickly we're gonna go dark. So we're gonna start with Pokemon Go.
Yay!
We're probably gonna end up with police corruption and the coming race war and the concept of loss. But we're going to start with Pikachu.
Well, with Pokemon Go, you could end up with a race war of red versus blue versus yellow.
We're all the same race. We're just slightly different colors.
Okay.
Are there hidden depths? War?
A team war?
Hidden depths of Pokemon.
Well, so far, like, the team seemed to be cooperating. It's only been a few days.
I was going to say, is there a reason for the different teams, even?
So you can fight and get gyms and then destroy gyms and then put your own guy in the gym. We defeated a gym today.
Nice.
Cooperatively.
And yes.
No, it's just a general, like, my team's better than your team, because I think so.
But, you know, that's the same principle behind nation states. And look at the trouble that causes.
They do have slightly different goals or whatever. Yellow is team instinct. I don't know what blue is.
Intellect?
Intellect, yeah.
We're Valor. Like we're Valor. Red Team.
Red Team.
The best team.
Yeah.
So blue is just as planned, and red is
Hufflepuff.
Blood for the Blood God.
No.
Yes.
Yellow is Hufflepuff.
But I read an article, which I'll link in the show notes if I can still find it, that discussed what team people would likely go on and which team you should go on, what the popular team would be, because a lot of this is filtered in from Ingress, and there already was a green or blue Ingress team.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm on the blue Ingress team, but I did not choose to be the blue Pokemon team.
Yeah. So it was, assuming that since a lot of people from Ingress might choose blue, there'll be a lot of blue. But I've seen a lot of red and yellow.
Yes. I agree with that. Maybe they read the same article I did.
Maybe.
They're like, I'm not going to follow the trends.
Or maybe they
name.
Don't like being Ravenclaws.
So they'd rather be Hufflepuffs?
Yeah, or Gryffindors.
Forget Gryffindor.
There are no Slytherins in this game.
There are no Slytherins.
We're Gryffindors.
Yes. We're
well,
red.
Yeah, Gryffindor's red.
I thought Ravenclaw was red.
No, Ravenclaw's blue.
Okay, Slytherin is green.
Yeah, Slytherin's green.
I gotcha now.
But, well, and it matches up, though, with the same color and house description.
It is pretty random.
Well,
like,
no.
You do get to pick, but it's not like it matters.
No, I mean, like, Hufflepuffs would be more likely to be with the instinct group, which is yellow, and Hufflepuffs are off of yellow.
Because they're cowards. Each and every one of them is a coward.
Ravenclaws are about intellect, which is the blue Pokemon team, so it again matches up.
See, I didn't even consider Hufflepuff in choosing my team.
Mm-hmm.
You more or less said we were going to be red, and then I chose red when I got to level 5.
Well, I said I wanted to be red or blue because I like the colors better, so then we went with red.
Since you brought this up, why don't you explain, how does one get Pikachu according to what I saw, which I have not yet debunked as an urban legend?
You might still be, you might be able to catch it, but to get Pikachu as your starting Pokemon, basically when you're given the option to choose your starting Pokemon from whatever the three of them are that I forgot at the moment, what is it?
It's the three
Squirtle,
base...
Charmander, and the green one.
Bulbasaur?
Maybe.
I'm Bulbasaur. Pretty sure it's Bulbasaur.
Don't come hurt me, because I didn't know this off the top of my head.
You're ashamed to your generation. Go on. Right?
And so those pop up, and you just keep walking. And they
I'm
disappear.
Sorry, can I stop you for a second? You mean walking in the game? Or walking in the real world?
You have to walk in the real world.
How far do you think I have to walk in the real world?
I have no idea. Forever. Keep going.
You're supposed to be like, they respawn four times, and then...
Well, that's what I was saying. You walk, and then they disappear and respawn next to you. And you just keep walking until they do that four times, and then on the fourth time, Pikachu will respawn with them. So then you pick Pikachu.
I see.
And is there actually any benefit to what your starting Pokemon is?
No, but that isn't in the normal Pokemon universe either.
Well, at least you fight with them, you use them to fight.
You can use them to fight in this game.
Not at first, you're basically just getting Pokemon.
Yeah,
you're
but
not...
once you get to be level 5, you could fight in gyms with them.
I guess, but I have claimed a gym and I did not want to use my Charmander.
It's because you didn't level them up.
No, I didn't.
Because to be fair, you can't really level them up because you need to get more Charmanders.
Exactly.
To get
and then sacrifice them on the altar for Professor Willow. Who, Tumblr has shown me, apparently is a very attractive man whom they want to boink.
Yeah, he's kind of cute, I guess. But he's wearing 90s style.
Like neon, you know, sportswear.
I feel like he's just in a lab coat.
Yeah, lab coat, sensible slacks.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Could have sworn there was like some goofy neon shorts and
not that I recall.
You can make your character wear goofy neon shorts.
Yes, that is true. You can somewhat change what your character looks like, but they all basically look like the protagonist in anime. So.
Except, okay, I made a cool avatar. Your avatar is fine too, but there's like four other people in town who have the same avatar as you do.
I'm sorry.
No, I have like my brief research into this whole thing because I'm in the crowd that I'm glad it exists, but I don't personally want to do anything with it. But one of the critiques I did see was that character customization is very limited.
I'm hoping that, you know, they just rolled this out. I'm hoping that's one of those things that they can improve. Yeah. So I can at least modify my character, be like, I don't really feel like this guy anymore. I see how many people look exactly like me in town. I want to be different. I want to have blue hair now.
If they wanted to monetize it in a way that wasn't awful, then they would make most of that be cosmetic items and things like that.
The monetization is not terrible because, there are in-app purchases, but you can actually earn coins to use to buy those things. You don't actually have to use your real money. Only freaking cheaters would pay for it.
Well, most good pay, you know, free-to-play type things, like, that's how it's supposed to work, is that the money side should be there as a convenience, but not be, like, something that you absolutely have to do to make any progress.
As in, if you'd rather spend the money you earned at work when you couldn't play the game.
Yeah.
You know, so you can get ahead in the game.
Right. Or if, you know, you don't have time or whatever. But
if you're at work, you could also make... You know, if there's a Pokestop by your work, you can put a lure on it, so you just get Pokemon all day while you're working.
Well, in that's...
Half an hour!
Fine. Well, you can just keep putting them on.
Right, you every time you get up for coffee, you can go...
Lures aren't cheap.
Yeah.
But you're the one who's working a job that you can apparently take Pokemon Go at.
So you're gonna go poor. I did see a picture of a business that... And it said Pokemon are for customers only.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite thing about this. Yes. Is the potential impact on society. Because, you know...
I've already seen a positive impact because I see people out on the street playing it. I'm like, oh yeah, I just saw a Beedrill over there. Go get it. Like, I don't know their team. When they start color coordinating, I will know who my enemies are. You just thought he was a loser who lived with his mom.
I think he's yellow because he beat up her gym.
Yes.
And there were a lot of gyms in our area that were yellow.
Oh, but how would they know that they were your gym?
Well, I knew it was my gym.
Yeah.
Because we claimed it.
It was red.
Well, yeah, but how would they have known it was yours? Cool, they weren't trying to...
Yeah, but they were getting rid of the red person's gym. Mm. Trying to put in their color gym, so to make it yellow, so he's probably yellow.
Yeah.
I did see a picture of a bunch of people, like, hanging out in a park. I would say probably 15 to 20. And it's talking about how, like, we're going through a very dark period in America right now. We often are going through a dark period in America. But it's saying, like, isn't it great that we have all these people getting together, complete strangers, working together toward more or less...
They aren't working together, necessarily. They're all sitting around in a park looking at their phones.
But they're happy for each other.
Yeah.
Yes, that's good.
They are working towards a common purpose, which is getting them Pokemans.
When I was working in a library, I finished the full draft of my next book.
So, congratulations.
Let's see when I actually get this guy published. But I had the app open using the library's Wi-Fi, and this stoner-looking guy came by, pointed at it, said, "You're playing," and then he offered me a joint.
Yep.
See, and I felt so close. And I'm sorry, Daniel, what was your great comment that I wish I had thought of?
You should have said, you know, no thanks, I'm not into grass types.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Or something like
that. I was not that quick.
I had asked Tom if the guy had said that the drug would make all of his Pokemon shiny.
Oh, well, yes, that's probably also true. But yeah, so it is a nice, like, you know, it does have a competitive element, although it's not as terrible as it could be.
It's better than Ingress. Like, Ingress, yeah. You're fighting people. This, I feel like, we at least are together in the capturing of Pokemon. Yeah. Once we can start battling them and trading them, things might get a little dicey, but so far you can't do that in the app.
Well, and also, I mean, like, the original Pokemon games were very competitive by nature, but also generally tended to, like, create friend groups if you happen to be lucky enough to be in a social group that had enough, you know, of the Game Boys.
Now I hopefully it's going to be a good thing that, because I see so many people playing it, it's not like, I felt like it was me and maybe two or three other people in town playing Ingress, and they were all my enemies.
Yes.
Because they were all destroying my portals, and I was trying to claim my portal back. My portal, of course, is at the Red Hook Public Library. How dare you touch it? It's mine. But I like the mechanics of this game better. I'm pretty much not going to play Ingress anymore, I think.
But I want the gyms to be my gyms, though.
Well, we can claim them. And we at least can work together. Like, you can put your Pokemon there to defend that gym, even if someone else has claimed it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I haven't figured out how to do that.
I think you have to wait after the 21 hours, and you can do it again.
Okay,
so the initial founder of the gym has to be able to defend it long enough
mine
was defending it too, but that's just because we both did it at the same time.
Yes, but we both got the same reward from doing that.
Defeat.
Yes.
Maybe so defeated. I got defeated sooner.
Yes, that is true. So another thing
by
is
that it, guy
stop another thing that is interesting is how quickly this crept into not only memes, but into the real world. Like, police have put out various things saying, like, don't, you know, if you're going to go, then stop first. Don't drive in Pokemon.
Yes.
Which, I'm waiting for the first death. Like, I'm sorry to say that.
Yeah, I mean, it's inevitably going to happen, but
someone already found a corpse.
Yes. A girl did find a corpse. Dead body when she was exploring
in a river in Wyoming.
Aww.
Yeah. That's well, there was the thing I thought was interesting too, is like how little time was necessary for this to immediately become like a mainstream cultural thing.
Well, it's Pokemon,
right? A lot of people have been waiting a very long time to catch Pokemon in the real world.
Like, yeah, even people who didn't care about Pokemon, like, they culturally knew about Pokemon.
Well, yeah, I mean, I never played the games. I
me either.
You know, it didn't necessarily look like something I would enjoy too much, but I enjoyed, you know, meme culture and things that incorporated it. So, I guess on that level, it's not, you know.
I like Pokemon. I played the games.
Yeah.
I like Pokemon. I played the games.
Thank you, Amber.
But they're a ghost Pokemon, and where do they come from? Because they're ghosts, but, like, they come from eggs?
And Cubones. Like, if I hatch a Cubone, who is its mother? Is it my skull on his head?
Yeah.
That's some deep thinking right there.
or yeah.
Yeah, but Pokemon definitely doesn't benefit from a deeper look into, you know, the structure of its world.
I think Zubat talks about how much, like, it can drink, like, 100 gallons of blood or something like that. Like, it can definitely kill people easily.
Oh, well, that would be, like, a lot of people, because people don't have very much blood to begin with.
Yeah.
It does, it is interesting. It also doesn't teach anyone about evolution, because that's not how evolution works.
No. Yeah, you feed things to them to other members of the species, and eventually you get a new creature.
That's only how fairies work.
Okay.
Fairies only have wings because they stole them from butterflies. Originally, they look kind of like frogs.
Thank you, Catherine and Valente.
I see.
I feel like that was a concept before her, but maybe not.
Maybe. That's what you do. You rip people off. Yep. So what other meme culture things have gone on? I don't know.
Apparently people are possibly, you know, putting lures on Pokestops to, mug them.
Yes, that did happen. And the muggers were instantly caught because obviously your account is the one that put the lure there. And I think they were still hanging around the Pokestop. So quickly the players who got mugged are like, yeah, those are the guys.
So there was a thing we were talking about earlier, is like whether, like how integrated this is with local municipalities, because like it would be interesting if they were purposefully trying to get people to go out to, like, you know, public spaces and parks and things.
Pokestops are supposed to be cultural centers. Unfortunately, they just mined the Ingress portals, and those were pretty much user created, so a lot of people are finding strip clubs or anti-abortion monuments.
So at some point you might be able to go into a strip club and find, you know, like...
I got my crabs from there, yeah.
Goodness, like, or a sad
Jigglypuff on the stage.
Pokemon are everywhere. Like, it doesn't have to be by Pokestop or gym.
Right.
Like, we find them in our apartment all the time.
Yeah. We just, you know, we find Rattatas and Weedles mostly.
Bulbasaur?
Yeah, you got a Bulbasaur. I was very proud and annoyed that I was not here when the Gastlys. But for the most part, Rattatas.
Yeah. But we also live in, like, the woods.
Categories. Are there any deer Pokemon?
No, I
thought there were. Yeah, there must be because I have an image in my head of at least two or three.
I can pretty much conjure up a Pokemon version of most animals right now.
Yeah.
But it's also, I'm pretty sure this is, like, the original, so far it seems to be the original 151.
Yeah.
So, like, there might be more deer-like ones that are part of the weird future Pokemon that no one knows anything about.
Yeah, well, you have to have places to expand to. That's how you keep this shit going.
Yep.
But, I mean, this is a great data mining opportunity. I'm sure that they're selling this information to someone for tons of money.
Well, isn't it pretty closely linked to Google?
Probably. So
yeah. Well, what? Yeah, Niantic was a Google project, then they broke off and, I guess, started working with the Pokemon company. Which is great. Like, when I was playing Ingress before, I'm like, this is definitely supposed to be something else. They're definitely getting this information for something. And the minute I saw the Pokemon Go is out, and when Niantic popped up, I'm like, exactly what you're supposed to do with that. But then, what is your end game like? Because Pokemon Go, that's just another mask. They keep removing masks, but you're not getting to the core thing, which I guess is just data mining.
Well, I mean, it's also, you know, making money. Yeah. Micro purchases.
Yeah, did
like, can you imagine there are tons of people playing the game, even if, like, one of them, like, one out of every 10 is like, I'm going to buy 300 Poke Coins just to see what happens.
Well, which again is, like, a thing about, you know,
and their children
functional free-to-play games, is that, like, they do have to have that, they have to go into it with the understanding that a very tiny fraction of people are actually going to pay money.
Yeah, but there are so many people that are going to make a lot from it.
Right. Which is, that's how you get, you know, that's how you succeed at that, is you just make it very easy without chasing people away. You know, you just make it easy for them to come in and, you know, maybe drop $10 or something.
The jerk ass teenagers, like, getting their mom's credit card and be like, I'm going to beat everybody in the town. I'm going to get all the coins. Yeah. I'm going to do that. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. So did Ingress have, did the previous game have microtransactions?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think it did. There wasn't really room for it.
No.
I don't know, like, I don't know what you would do.
How soon are people going to start GPS spoofing on Pokemon Go, though?
I'm sure it's already happening. Yeah. I did see one guy who tried, who, like, hooked his phone up to a drone.
That's not GPS spoofing.
No, though. I know. But that, he's like, look, I'm a cheater. But I guess he's been interviewed. And he's like, well, I can only go as far as my Wi-Fi. Because after that, you know, it's not fast enough for me to throw Pokeballs.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's in the middle of nowhere, but if you're in the city, you can probably do that fine.
Mm. Well, then you get your own stolen.
Yeah. And actually, like, kind of going back to the profitability thing, yeah, like, it basically overnight saved Nintendo. Their stock went up significantly just in the first two days.
Was Nintendo dying?
Nintendo's been dying a very long, slow death for a while now. Like, there's a reason that we're finally getting a Zelda game. There's a reason that this finally came out. It's actually shocking that they released this, because usually if it's a major property, they don't let anybody else touch it. So it's weird that they would have let, you know, Niantic handle it. It's a good thing, because I don't think it would have been good if they had tried to do it.
Well,
it would
they
have
need
been...
Google for the maps and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does that mean that we're not going to get something else go? Like... Because obviously other companies are like, that was really a good thing. Yeah. Like, this is now part of the cultural zeitgeist. This is what people care about.
Yeah.
Don't we need Dead Space Go?
Well, like someone else I was talking to thought it would be interesting to do like a murder mystery type thing using the same technology. You know, where instead of it being like a big city based thing, it would just be like, oh, I'm in this house and I want to set my house up for a murder mystery, and then, like, you know, have clues randomly pop up in different places, and you'd have to go looking for them with your phone.
The problem, like, the problem is, like, with the GPS, it's not that specific.
The GPS maybe not, but I mean, like, that type of technology, you'd have to use a different data set, you know, you might have to walk around your house for a while with it, but, you know, that's conceivably possible. And that would be a pretty cool thing to see. There have been, like, other types of innovative, you know, mobile games. There's one, I don't remember the name of it, but essentially it's like you play a crew of a starship, and you each have your own console, which is your phone, and the captain has this yell out commands of things you have to do on your specific console, so you have to be listening and then do the thing if you happen to have the console.
So you all have to be in the same room?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
So, you know, they're pretty cool shit things like that popping up periodically.
I think, hopefully, alternate reality games are going to be the next step, because that sounds fun.
Well, do you mean alternate or augmented?
Augmented, I'm sorry. Augmented,
no, it's fine.
Yeah, like, combining this with Google Glass would be a major thing.
Which apparently is the plan, that they're going to have a Pokemon-dedicated device.
Yeah.
I hope it's not glasses.
It's going to be glasses.
Well, who wants to be glasses?
It's true. Unfortunately, well, it's the same problem VR has. Like, really, it's not going to actually take off until they can divorce it from the giant, bulky headgear.
Yeah.
But Google Glass is a functional thing, even though it still sucks to have to wear a dedicated pair of glasses, especially if you've already have to wear glasses. I mean, unless they have some sort of adapter that doesn't suck. You know, but that's still better than walking around with, like, a Vive on your head, which is just this giant thing. But it could be nice.
Yeah.
And you can take pictures of it.
Hmm.
Your Pokemans underneath trucks and whoever knows
where. Yes, do not try to find a Mew under a truck. It's not real.
No. Though I do appreciate, with the augmented reality, I like where people are putting their, or like finding Pokemon. I did see one, I'm sure you all have seen it because meme culture is that quick, where it's a crab Pokemon on a baseball field, so it looks like it's like 100 feet tall.
Aww, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's pretty funny. And the augmented reality does make that easy, and then you can take pictures of it.
Yeah, I did see, like, most of what I've seen from this has been Reddit posts, and of course there was the one of a dude in, you know, the delivery room who was like, I think it was a Snapchat that he posted, and he was like, shit, there's a Gengar right there, but can't go for it. And then, of course, you know, one dude posts one where he's like, I already got this Pokemon, so it's just pictures of, he had his friend take pictures of him with his phone of with, like, seen a couple of those. That's pretty cool.
Tom sent me a picture of was it? A drowsy. That was blocking his way out down the
driveway. Yep.
Nice.
Sadly, it wasn't a Snorlax.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
They're the ones that actually block pathways in the game.
I know. But you guys didn't know. We did.
Okay. I don't know. Neither of you played the games, apparently.
Well, here's one thing, which I think happens whenever there's, like, a new fun cultural thing. Some people are just like, oh, I'm just so bored of this. This is so obnoxious. And going on, it's like, no, this is fun and harmless. Suck it up.
Yeah.
You know, you were posting about Hamilton all the time. I wasn't going to be able to see it because I don't have $500 per ticket. But I still let you do that. So you know what? You get to listen to my Pokemon Go post. Or ignore them because I tag them with Pokemon Go.
No, that's just the basic, like, I'm mad everyone's having fun.
That's a lot of energy, though.
Yeah, well, that was one of the, like, it sounds like it requires just too much mental energy, and I do imagine that the app actually, like, drains your battery pretty well.
It does.
You know, GPS.
It makes me use my data, which I usually don't use.
Yeah.
I need a solar tablet.
Or a backup battery.
It's specifically not optimized for tablets.
It's fine. It's better on my tablet than his phone.
I guess.
Except for the internet. Well, I mean, because the screen's bigger. It's easier for me to catch Pokemon.
But yes, but they didn't design it specifically for tablets.
Which is a shame, because I want it on my Kindle now.
I do. I mean, there's no way that it's not going to be expanded. Like, it's been such a success. I'm sure that they're madly scrambling, one, to fix bugs, because it did apparently have a lot of bugs.
Yeah, we've been finding so many bugs.
I know.
Usually Weedles.
And Caterpies.
Yeah, a couple Beedrills.
Some Venonats.
Yeah, Venonats.
I had evolved my own Beedrill. We did see the shadow of one, but we didn't catch it.
But yeah, I don't see any harm in something that encourages people to go out and explore. And,
except for, you know, when they get mugged.
Well,
right.
But,
I do have to say that I pity normal school teachers, because this is going to absolutely rule the school. There will be fights over this in schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know Orange County near us is banning all phones from all schools, which still isn't going to work.
No.
But you basically have to go that far, because otherwise kids are going to be playing this.
Yeah. It does help, I imagine, that like one of the things I was initially worried about, and that, you know, Kest was, of course, worried about, was the whole idea of, like, it doesn't, at least, you know, if a Pokemon shows up, more than one person can get it. It isn't exclusive. That would have been a horrible idea. So
I think sometimes, like, it's not, it's like, maybe it's exclusive, but it will only show up on your screen. It's not like, because, like, depending on your level, I think you can find better Pokemon.
You can.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't want a level 2 scrub, like, you know, pulling down a Caterpie or something.
Yeah.
To get I know Caterpies aren't, like, high level.
Yes, they're fine. But, like, Tom ran into that he couldn't power up one of his Pokemon more because his player level wasn't high enough.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
So you couldn't catch a Pokemon of a higher, that high of a level anyways.
That's true.
Yeah, that's fair. That sounds fair.
Yeah, but I mean, that's why, like, if I was a higher level, I might be able to see it and he wouldn't. Which is fine. I think so.
But you can't, like, rush into an area and be the only one to get the thing.
And I'm sure they'd respawn or whatever soon enough.
Well, but no. Like, that's how, you know, back from the days where I very briefly played Final Fantasy XI, like, it had certain monsters like that where they only spawned rarely, and they had items that were really important, and basically you had to hope you were the only one there when it accidentally showed up to actually have a chance at seeing it or doing anything with it.
Aww.
Which is how this would be if it were like that.
Yeah.
So. Kind of glad they did not go that route, so that would have been awful.
I did see a post where this person's like, Pokemon Go is for white people, because if I'm a black man walking down the street with my cell phone out, the police are going to shoot me.
Well, that's the sad thing is that that's not a crazy
it makes
Except
me sad.
Yes, there was one earlier of a guy who went to a park, who was in his 30s, and they're like two, I think they were black.
Yeah, they said they were black.
Black kids that are in their 20s there.
Yeah.
And looking around, they're like, dude, there's an Onyx over there. So he went and caught the Onyx or whatever, and then was chatting with these guys. And then the cops came, or a cop came, because, like, it's like, and they had to convince him that it wasn't a drug deal.
Right.
And to explain to them what Pokemon Go was, right. And then the cop downloaded and started playing too.
Well, I mean, that is the sad thing, is yes, police officers are people too. It's just hard to remind them sometimes.
I mean, yeah, they're going to be suspicious of an older white guy talking to a couple of black kids.
Well, yeah, that's
awful.
That is the general problem.
Yeah,
but
I know.
We were kind of joking. Like, it would be entertaining.
I might be suspicious of any, like, old white guy talking to, you know, teenagers.
Well, yeah. Although, like ideally, or rather, more accurately, it's usually the white guy that would be the problem in that scenario.
Well, even if it's a drug deal, yeah. Both of them's a problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, depending. It depends on what. Well, see, that's getting into like the war on drugs problem, which does kind of permeate
both of
everything.
Them are a problem. Technically,
yes. The fact that it's happening and
not a public park. Happening.
But where else? Survival strategies.
I wonder if there's going to be a problem with how most parks close at sunset.
Right.
Yeah, well, that and, you know, like Pokemon showing up in places that are potentially dangerous because...
Oh, they'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of our neighbors has rustling leaves behind their house, and I'm like, I can't get over to it. It's behind your house.
Aw.
Sorry.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, there's one we saw, there was a Pokestop, like, in the middle of the ocean.
Yep.
Or
yep.
Something. The guy was standing on the on the land edge being like... Oh, it was like swim. Come back when you learn surf.
Right.
Yep.
Or kayak out like the two enterprising young women who got like there's a fountain in the middle of a really large body of water near town, and they secured the fountain as a gym because it was one. But you apparently can't get to it other than like swimming.
And there's
out.
One you found when in Ingress there was like a.
Yeah, there was a water tower that was behind, like, 50 feet of fence. And it's like, there's no way you can get that portal without, like, severely trespassing past, like, railroad tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
But if
this means you have to want it.
I might go get it.
Yes, I understood that. Because if you can get a gym that no one else can get to, then you can hold that and you'll get, like, a constant source of coins.
Though you might get in trouble for trespassing.
Ah!
Yeah,
say you
I do
a drone.
Yeah, I do
You'll
wonder if
to.
There's like can you report, you know, fraudulently placed gyms or...
At the moment, yes, but one guy's like, I live in a decommissioned church which someone made into a gym, and I've got these kids in my yard, like, and I've written to them and they say that they don't care cuz their kids aren't in any danger. So you start shooting them.
Yeah. Oh, and then, what was it, the Westboro Baptist Church that's being, like, held?
Like, I wonder, like, how big the area is that's his yard. Because, like, you know, you don't have to be in the gym for it to be in your, like, at his house. But, like, I wonder what the distance is. Which was annoying at one park I went to that had a gym by the front. Because it was, like, the sign was the gym.
Yeah.
Which is, like, right... on the road.
Right.
But, like, all the parking stuff is way back. Oh. All the actual park stuff is, like, way in.
So you have to go park and then walk all the way back to the entrance.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Yeah, no, but those are, you know, I'm sure just limitations of whatever infrastructure
they're
using.
User-created data.
Oh, well, that.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it'll be hilarious if it turns out that that's, you know, led to the unification of the species, finally.
Or it's being run by aliens and they just want to know where people are.
Yeah, someone on my Facebook posted, like...
Or if everyone gets some disease.
Hopefully not. though people in other countries that don't have this yet... are trying to download, like, ATK.
Anything. Anything that might be Pokemon Go.
Yeah, they're trying to download anything that might be Pokemon Go, and they're getting viruses.
Yeah.
Which I understand, because I got a virus trying to play, I think it was Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Because
it hadn't been developed for your specific tablet yet.
Yeah, so I downloaded, like, a different thing that said it was Plants vs. Zombies 2, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it was from the App Store, too. It wasn't just, like, some random website.
No, well, but that's, because the App Stores are not 100%.
Nope.
You know, that's sad.
Yeah.
Much like all the dead people.
All the dead people.
Are there several dead people?
the continuing trend of there being too many dead people to keep straight who died recently.
Absolutely true. It was to the extent where it's like, that's not the name of the guy who died. No, a new guy died. Yeah. No! Really? Yep, new guy died. Oh, and then no, that's not one of the two guys that died. No, a different guy died. But it's Thursday. How did... Yeah. It's... What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, wait, who's... There are snipers? A guy was sniping, saying he hated white people. He was shooting at the Black Lives Matter protesters. And the cops that were protecting them? See how we transitioned?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. It was mm-hmm. more clumsy than we intended, but that's my...
Well, I tried earlier. I tried a couple times, but that worked. We transitioned now.
Although, you know, maybe he'll start sniping for Pokemon now. Well, not him, because he's dead.
No. He is dead. He was killed by a robot.
Yes.
Aww.
Yes.
A bomb robot that apparently our police have?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
A lot of police, you know, to be as militarized as possible. Although, even though they don't need to be.
My understanding was that the robot was the type that they used to defuse bombs. But of course, if you have a bomb disposal unit, they almost certainly know how to make bombs as well, which...
Yeah.
I think was this case, because the robot itself was primarily for the purpose of being used for, you know, disposing.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because actually they usually if they have a package that's suspected of being a bomb, they have the robot take it out and then remote detonate it. So mm-hmm. they probably mm-hmm. just did a variation of that.
But I think the police chief is like, you know, we tried to negotiate with him, but he just wasn't listening to us anymore, so we blew him up. It's like, yeah. No! That's yeah. not what you... He's like, any minute he could come out and he could have shot my guys. It's like, it sounds like you were negotiating pretty well. Like, you guys were having a conversation.
Yeah, if you were able to send the robot in the first place with what he thought was going to be a phone to communicate on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, he'd asked for a cell phone. And, yeah.
Instead, they blew him up. And what I said is, like, why don't you just have your robot do, like, a tear gas grenade?
Yes.
Like, he's debilitated. He's not going yeah. anywhere. And then you don't have to kill him. And you get to reuse your robot.
Yes.
And you don't have the gorilla thing of, oh, the tear gas would take too long to take effect.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you also, at that point, can, you know, do the standard due process of law thing, and then you don't have people pointing out that, oh, but this other guy who pointed a gun at cops was taken alive. What's the difference? Was he white? He was white.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then it was a day after the shooting that the police killed another black man. I think this black man, again, I'm mixing them all up, and I feel like a dick that I'm not using their names. I should, but I don't remember them right now.
Yeah,
I think he had, like, a licensed gun in his lap. Ooh. And he's like, officer, I have a gun right here.
Yes.
And then he was, like, going to go get to show his license, and they shot him in the head.
Yeah, I believe that was Philando Castile. And was he the guy
after that?
Again, this was what was so shitty about it. There are so many in the same time. Because there was a gentleman who was shot in his car. Like, it was a regular traffic stop. There was Philando Castile, I believe, is the one that had the handgun.
And he was the one where his girlfriend, like, live-streamed it?
See, I think that's two different people.
I'm so sorry, both to the audience and to America, that this is what's going on.
Yes, yes. But yeah, like, that. And again, of course, you know, the NRA is nowhere to be found. Wait, a gun-carrying member of the public is shot by police and it's licensed? Like,
NRA, like, you could be golden boys right now just by mm-hmm. being like, how dare you shoot a licensed gun carrier? Yeah. Our people.
Yeah.
But the NRA are afraid of black people.
But the NRA said that they're America's first and oldest civil rights organization.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, then they should care about black people more.
They should care just a touch.
But they only want guns to be in the hands of, you know, the people they think are safe people.
Caucasians, what? You mean?
Yeah, man. It's always see those fucking billboards with
rich,
like,
Caucasians.
No, no, I think really. No, not rich.
Middle class, or at least what?
I mean, they're fine with anyone having shot.
Because I imagine that a lot of militia people are poor to lower middle class.
Yeah, but like their advertising is almost always like an upper middle class white woman on her bed with a shotgun pointed, you know, towards an unseen adversary. Because that's the angle they like to go with is the but if you don't give guns to everyone, then someone will come rape your women.
Yep.
And I would like to point again, I saw this from a meme. I've not independently verified this outside of a meme, yeah. But that there were a lot of licensed concealed carriers at the Black Lives Matter protest, mm-hmm. zero of whom helped shoot the snipers.
Yes.
I'm sorry, and there were snipers, plural. It yes. wasn't just the guy they blew up, right?
No.
So who are these other three shooters?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know right now.
No, well, that's always the problem with that argument of like every now and then you will have a case of, you know, a licensed concealed carry person stopping, you know, a robbery or something. But generally speaking, any sort of crowd, the more active shooters you have, regardless of whose side they are on, that's just confusion.
Right.
Because, like, then suppose you are a police officer coming into an active shooting situation. How do you tell? How do you tell
it's
the
true.
Difference?
It's true. You see a guy pointing a gun. Your instincts are, that's the guy I've got to stop. People are shot. People are dead. Yeah. This man has a gun. I can put these things together.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, again, you know, it should be the case that they're... have some, you know, mechanism or training to try to determine that, but mm-hmm. but that's a
and
fair argument
depend,
is how
like,
would you know
a little bit like one yeah. of them's shooting, you know, fairly willy-nilly and one of
yeah.
them's like trying to
well,
shoot
but
at
in,
one
in
person.
The chaos of a situation
but in that,
like that
you wouldn't be able to tell unless you
yeah.
like sat and watched for a couple minutes. You're not
yeah.
gonna sit and watch that for a couple minutes.
No probably not.
And there was one man, I don't recall his name, I'm sorry about that, but he was a he had an assault rifle.
Hmm.
He was carrying it around.
Oh, the gentleman that the Dallas police, like, they tweeted pictures of him as a suspect,
yes.
even though he purposefully turned his weapon in as soon as he thought there was a problem.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know he turned it in.
Yeah, I didn't know that
cool.
at first either.
Yeah.
But I'm just like,
well,
I was like, oh, you know what? You saw a man with an assault rifle. I would say haul him in and ask him some questions.
Yes, but maybe don't tweet his picture immediately out, because now he's getting millions of death threats because...
Yeah, him and
know.
His brother.
Yep.
Aww.
And they've had to be like, no, it wasn't these guys.
Yeah.
The guy who it was is dead now. Don't even worry. But again, there are three other people, including, I think, a woman.
And you know, that's the thing, is I haven't... The sources I've been sort of looking at haven't really followed up on the other suspects. I just know the one guy died from the robot.
Right. But
and,
there are other shooters
yes.
who we're not talking about yet.
Yeah.
That's true. It's not
yes.
like conspiracy. Okay. Which yeah. is shocking, because that means that the guy who is dead was mentally unbalanced. I don't
mm-hmm.
think that I'm insulting the mentally ill population by saying that he was a wackadoo.
Yes.
Sorry.
And there was genuine notice that he had issues and
yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder. He was
yes,
in the military.
Yes. And actually, that's
okay.
more than I know. Yeah.
So I believe he was in some branch of the armed forces.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why he was so good with a gun. So I accept that, yes, you decide you're going to shoot white cops. Fine. But that you convinced three other people this is what we're going to do?
Yeah.
And again, like, you hate white people. I understand. White people can suck. Gotcha there. But you're shooting at the police that are protecting the Black Lives Matter protest, trying to keep those protesters safe. You're shooting at them, and you're shooting at the people who are protesting. That is not helping your cause in any which way.
Well, except that clearly he didn't have a cause, because doing this sort of thing is essentially just indirect suicide. It always is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the
and
protest
like
itself
said...
was starting, if, again, from what I understand, the process itself had gone fine. It had gone perfectly fine up until that point and was in the process of dispersing. So, you know, it clearly he didn't care anything about that, except that he was angry and, you know, motivated to do something about
right.
it.
And
yeah.
he knew
everything
that protest
is...
would draw cops to protect
oh,
the protest.
Yes.
And
yes.
one of the things that I heard was that, like, he was upset by the Black Lives Matter people. Like, he might not have necessarily cared too much about
yeah, no,
their
I don't think
specific
he,
agenda.
No, he didn't, I don't, he did not give
yeah,
a
so
shit about
he probably
that,
was fine. Blowing that up too.
Yeah.
I would like, I wish we could know more details, because I wish that he'd been
no.
de-escalated.
Yeah, no, it
would
have been very
system.
Helpful to actually have captured him. And
yes.
Yep.
But, you know, it's it's also, this sort of thing is relatively rare. Like, again, it's much more likely if you have somebody shooting up a bunch of people in a crowd, it's usually a white person. It's usually a conservative terrorist.
That is true. That's,
you know, all of the statistics tend to point to that. It's just what happens here.
Yeah.
We don't really have Muslim terrorists. We have crazy Christian terrorists.
That is true. One thing I've complained about, like, how the media quickly pulls up the rap sheets of the dead.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
dead black men.
If they are black, yes.
Yeah, yes, that is otherwise... true. Otherwise, we talk about how promising their swim careers were.
Yes.
but I know that the first gentleman who died this week, he was a sex offender. Like,
oh, okay.
He had sex with a teenager or a child. And so he was a sex offender. That is verifiably true and unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you don't get perfect victims. It's not like, oh, he helped the homeless. Like, no.
Yeah.
And then I guess the gentleman who had the gun on his lap, the one who was live tweeted, mm-hmm. I guess his girlfriend live tweeted them hotboxing their car with marijuana and the child in the back. Again, yeah. That sucks.
Yes,
that's a shitty thing to do.
Also, but not
that
remotely.
Is not, yeah, you don't kill for that,
right? And again, if it's almost unthinkable that if they had been white, that would have happened, or that would have been.
I would hope not.
The end result.
Yeah, whenever somebody's a sex offender, I kind of want to know that now.
Well,
having encountered sex offenders, I kind of want to be like, just you have to tell everyone you meet, not just your neighbors. Be like. I'm a sex offender.
Yeah.
But that's my own
issue. But again, Jerry Sandusky still has fans. People yes. that stand by him and are like, oh, well, leave him alone. What about his career?
Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby still has fans, too.
That is true. That is true. So, yeah.
But yeah, that irritates. Because I want to just sympathize wholly with the victims.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Because again, you're right. That's the first reaction of the media in these cases is like, oh, it must have been the victim's fault. We're going to go find some reason for it.
Yeah.
It's not much different than being like, oh, you got raped at a party. Were you drinking?
Right. Yep. And I mean, what the gentleman, the first one this week, the one who was selling mm-hmm. CDs.
Yeah.
And supposedly someone called and said that this man pointed a gun at them.
Oh,
that was
similar to, you know, the fellow who got shot. Tamir Rice, I believe, was the one that was shot in the Walmart because he was walking around with a toy gun and somebody called the cops.
Oh, no,
on him.
Tamir, that was a little like, no, oh, that boy he was outside playing with the toy gun.
Right. So see, again, too many getting them mixed up. No, you're right. That was the one where he was the tiny, tiny child
tiny
in a park and
kid.
They
didn't get out of their cars to shoot him.
Yeah.
They pulled up, killed him.
Yep.
Yeah. And, yeah, there's a huge issue with, obviously, with police aggression. Like, you're not doing your jobs.
Well, or the argument now is sort of looking at, it's so systemic that it's hard to believe that it's not on purpose. Like, even if it's not written out in the rules of what they're supposed to do, there is clearly...
Well, it's not on purpose, but it's part of the police culture.
Well, right, which is almost the same as being on purpose. Like if you have a department that's purposely looking for people that are aggressive and you know, have similar worldviews, it's not much different than putting it in the manual. It's just not being put in the manual.
It's
you know, these people we take care of, these people we abuse.
And like, I could not help but feel when the third gentleman died this week, that it was payback. It's like, oh, you killed...
Well,
like,
yeah.
A black man killed five of our cops, we're going to kill one of theirs. Like,
yeah.
Very, like, mafia justice. Like,
but
you took one of ours, we're going to take one of yours.
Well, but at the same time, though, it happens so often anyways that it would be hard to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that was the other thing about the Dallas shooting of the police officers is that it is honestly surprising that more of that doesn't happen because there has been such a systematic attack on this community. You know, it's not... Similar to how it's not the right way to go, but it's very easy to understand how terrorism happens and why. If you blow people up at their wedding, they're going to be upset with you and try to strike back at you any way they can.
Yes.
And if they don't have billion-dollar, you know, death robots flying in the skies, they're probably going to resort to something, you know, that they can actually do, like showing up at, you know, your police station wearing a vest full of dynamite. Like, it's shitty, it's not the right way to do it, but it's not hard to understand why that would happen. Retaliation occurs for a reason.
Yes. So, do you think we're going to see further escalation in the coming weeks?
I mean, there's going to be escalation from the cops regardless. They already, I mean, their basic attitude is always better to serve 6 years than walk, or I don't know, they have some sort of saying that boils down to, like, you know, better to wrongly kill somebody than go home in a box, which, if your job description is, you know, facing danger, that's not okay.
Yeah.
But that's their basic cultural worldview. So they were ready to escalate at any point in time. They've already been, you know, crying about how the public, they're mad that the public is looking down on them now. And it's like, yes, but that's because you keep doing things that cause people to look down on you. And it isn't that it's changed so much over the years, except that we now have more phones with cameras and there's more evidence being presented of these.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think there will be escalation on that side. It obviously would not be ideal if there's escalation and you know, retaliation from the Black community, because it doesn't help anything. But that's overall been the response, is everybody coming out and saying, no, we were not responsible for this. This was not the goal of Black Lives Matters. That was not the aim of the protest itself. These were individual actors doing this on their own.
Yeah.
Now, that didn't stop the Dallas police chief from, you know, trying to make the direct comparison, or other politicians.
And the media jumped all over that. As far as they're concerned, the shooter was Black Lives Matter.
That is a
concrete example of what Black Lives Matter is doing.
Again, even though, like, being a police officer, despite everything else, is one of the safest jobs you can be in. Like, you're much safer being a police officer than being, like, a garbage truck operator, even. Statistically speaking, that's you know, this is unusual. It's unusual for there to be this sort of directed attack on the police that's not perpetrated by one of their own, Eric Dorner. But I don't, you know, if we haven't had much more, or if we haven't had more attacks in the past, it's hard to see more of them occurring in the future. Just because most people that think about it for 2 seconds understand that that's not the way to go forward. That said, it's very easy to also, as a spectator, be like, I'm surprised that this hasn't happened more.
Right. And I mean, my fear is that there will be more, that this is going to be a rough summer. Because was it just last summer where we had, where Black Lives Matter basically was born? Was that 2 summers ago?
No, I believe that was mostly last year.
Yeah.
That started to gather speed.
That there were a bunch of protests.
Yeah.
That, I mean, carried over. But now we have summer again. Things are getting hot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there have already been some major protests continuing, like at, you know, at police stations. And they've mostly been going, okay, they're you know, we'll see. The police have already started cracking down on a lot of them. Tear gas and all that. Oh, sorry. Amber.
And the question is, will there be special Pokemons at protests?
Oh my! Yeah, isn't there a blackface Pokemon that they made purple? No, they made it purple face in America.
I think it's Jinx or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
let's hope not.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a specific Japan thing.
I'm pretty sure Black Lives Matter would not be amused if you were hunting Pokemon in a protest.
No. But at the same time, that is an interesting thing.
It's something to do while you're protesting.
Yeah, at this point in time, that's a valid question to ask, is, you know, how will people at these important events be, like how often are we going to catch congressmen now on the floor, you know, trying to catch, you know.
Pokemon? Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
It is very tempting. I was joking, I'm doing a panel later on this summer at Otakon, and I'm like, I'll just put a lure outside. I didn't quite know how lures worked at that point. But, you know, I'll just attract people because it'll be Pokemon in my convention room. They'll all come.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I think that using lures and stuff is what businesses should do to attract people. Because I saw another story, I don't know how credible these are, but they're like, oh yeah, you know, I was in this restaurant that had, or a cafe that had Wi-Fi, and people were just playing it. Then a couple came in, and they were like, oh yeah, we had dinner here, because, you know, we were playing Pokemon. And yeah. I'm like, that's definitely going to become a thing, and you can either fight it by putting up signs saying, like, Pokemon are for paying customers, or you can be like, embrace it, try to spread your Wi-Fi, and you'll have so many people flocking to your business.
Yes. We haven't done it yet, but I'm like, we really have to go to Taste Buds and hang out, because there's a gym there.
Yeah.
Have some snacks.
Makes sense. Yeah, I'm sure Bard is a shit show right now.
Yeah,
A lot of colleges have a lot, I think. Because at least, I'm thinking about going to SUNY Ulster, and I was there doing paperwork, and there's a ton of Pokestops and stuff on campus. Someone even had a lure going.
Yep, yeah.
So, wrap-up time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is, again, all three of us are essentially, like, white folk, even though I'm in disguise.
That's true.
But
and Amber might be passes. Amber might be Hispanic in some way.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I'm sure, like, that is, at the end of the day, like, the thing is, there's not a whole lot we can say meaningfully about this, because it doesn't directly impact, you know, our cultures.
It impacts everyone.
It does impact everyone, but the again, even in my case, like, the fact that I pass separates me from being able to really be a part of that experience, which, you know, is its own weird little thing. But I have thankfully seen a lot of people who usually would otherwise, you know, be pundits on this, kind of deciding instead to just be like, all right, at this point, I'm just going to, here's what people actually in the community are experiencing, and we'll just
go from there.
Try to amplify what they're saying instead.
I think, actually, on the note, I need to avoid Facebook a little more, because I have a lot of white people who feel like their voices really need to be heard right now to prove how much they care about black people, and it's like,
yeah,
maybe, like, you should be helpful in ways other than posting on Facebook.
And yelling at people about Pokemon Go.
And then and yelling at people about Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, final thoughts, Tom?
I'm interested to see where Pokemon Go goes as they roll out new options and new features. That'll be interesting. I'm also deeply concerned about this summer. And please don't shoot at anyone else anymore, ever. Thank you.
But throw Pokeballs at them.
But throw yes. Fight them in Pokemon. Do not fight them in real life.
That's where I would like to see culture go. It would be like Robot Jocks, except instead it would just be two teenagers out there with their Pokemon teams.
Yeah.
Deciding.
Olympics, but like each country chooses a Pokemaster.
Yes.
Pokemon Master. I wonder what the salary would be like.
Amber, what's your final thoughts?
Play Pokemon Go, become the very best, but stay safe out there.
Yeah, don't go anywhere dangerous, and try not to search for Pokemon at protests or where there are police.
Yes, yes.
Daniel,
search for Pokemon.
Search for Pokemon.
Take some risks, but be safe about the risks.
Explore, but be safe. That's the general.
There was some article that
bring water.
There was some article that was like, oh yeah, I just searched for sore and Pokemon. There's all these people who are complaining about how sore they are because they've been walking around and riding bikes to find Pokemon. And I'm like, no, that's a good thing. People are getting exercise.
Yeah, that was another thing I wondered, is if it was like a secret, you know, effort to
Michelle get Obama! Nature,
right? Daniel, final thoughts.
Same thing. Like, I would like to stop having to say sorry because I can't remember all the names of the people that died this week, for various reasons. Stop it.
Yep.
Power structures. Smash capitalism.
Yeah! Down with capitalism! Up with Pokemon coins.
And I don't care if you've been caught smoking pot or you have a tail light out. You don't get a death sentence.
Yes. Yes. I'll go with that.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye.